Okay, so tonight's daf is sponsored by Yosef Rachmani on the occasion of the yahrzeit of his grandfather, Shlomo ben Meir, zechron lebracha. Okay, we're in daf samach tet tonight. So we're in a big sugya with has to do with refuot. It's sort of difficult in a way. There's a couple of different approaches. The Bali Tos would say that Nishtana Teva, things have changed, not the same as they are now. The other derech is to say that there's like a deeper meaning and like Chazal masked their message and like with these things and we don't really understand it. And then the third way, Rabbi Leibowitz was saying today that he was quoting from Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter said that if you do the homo sect and you leave the sugis out, you can still make see him, is what Rav Shechter was saying. So, and Rav Leibowitz was saying, if you learn this today, you should still go back and learn something. So his derech is to say, His derech or Leibowitz was saying like this is the best that medicine had at that time, and now we have different things. But even within this, there's different. Some things are medicinal, some things are skula. So not everything is like consistent within what we got going. Okay, let's get going with this. I need the English here because there's going to be a lot of this is vocabulary. Well, a lot of vocabulary. All right. Well, we'll see how we go. Okay, let's take a look on the top line of Samach Tanam and Aleph. Okay, we're 69A, the top line. Okay, Livrukti is a type of like cataract, is the way that the article translates it. They're taking their cue from Rashi. Rashi says Tila seems like a cataract. Livrukti is a cure for cataract. Leiti akrava the glaucoma. Okay, Leiti akrava the shav chumre. Take a scorpion. The Shab Chumri can mean it's got seven different colors. Yeah, excuse me. Elliot Ann, please. Elliot Ann, please. We're going to share. Okay. So he says, Leiti Akrava, the Shab Chumri, take a scorpion that's got like seven colors to it or seven grooves in its tail. When the Abse Batula, dry it out in the shade, it's dead, obviously. The Nishko, and then grind it up. Parti Manata Kukla, then you'll take, this will be the recipe. They'll have two portions of kukla. Kukla is like this eye ointment or, the things that I think women would use. It was like a type of mascara. It says, tarti manata kukla, bachata manata mine, and then one portion from this ground up scorpion. Limlei fata michle bahayena. You'll take michle, machola is like the application. So it means you'll have three applications in one eye. Fata michle bahayena, and three in the other eye. Tvei lo, more than that, don't do lo limli the elo pakaini. If you do that, the eye will burst. All right, let me just do quick tosos on this, and then we'll talk for a minute. He says the top tosos the brukti af mashma the ishla refua. Here it sounds like brukti. So the way the article took it was like cataract, but it sounds like there is a refua for it. V'chein parakamotzi yayin nami tamar kin kochlin the brukti. It says also in Amosiyamis and Shabbos that Kochla means you'll have this eye application. I guess it'll be curative for the brookie. The kasha says we have difficulty to b'chorod, mesecha b'chorod, kasha v'legabi mumen ha'kvuin. So it's talking about an animal, for b'chor. So here in human, there were animal, but that's a mum kavua. Mum kavua means it's not going anywhere. And yet here, we're saying that it's subject to a cure. But Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, that's the re, koma she'en over me'elav, oi de refur kala. So the re has the hesber. He says if it doesn't disappear by itself, or it doesn't disappear with like an easy refua, he says chashiv munkavua. It's considered munkavua. So I assume it means refua kala, like easy to prepare, whatever, and easy to apply. Inami refua dahacha demotzim haydav chila dacholi. Or in the alternative, you could say here when we talk about refua, it's at the beginning of the ailment. Aval b'sof hacholi in the refua. At the end, there's no refua. And Rabbi Leibowitz was saying this assumes that human and animal is the same. And we're talking about animal over there, here we're talking about human, but that's the basic idea with that. Okay, any questions, comments, anything we did so far? Okay, let's keep moving. We're on line five. So Brookty was an eye ailment, either cataract or microcystic glaucoma. This is on the fifth line. The Shabriri Delalia is like a night blindness. Nati Shudra Barka, you'll take like a rope that's made out of animal hair. Benaser Chadakara Mine. You'll tie one leg from it of yours, the person who has the ailment. Bechadakar mitalba and other tie the dog's leg. Benitrafu yanuke chaspa batre and have children like shake like these hot shards behind you as you walk. Belemule and then the children should say the person with the ailment. Asa kalba achsa tarangola. So Rashi says, Rashi says, where is it? Rashi. One time. Yeah. He says, like an old dog, like a foolish hen. He says, but Ligabe, back to our last narrow line, and then, so you've done that, and then go with the dog still attached to you with the rope, and then go collect like seven pieces of meat from seven different homes, and then take it to the Sinor Dasha, is like the door hinge, door pivot, and eat it. Excuse me, that's right. And then they give it to you by the door in the left doorway. And then you should eat it by the town dump. Batar Hasi, after that, Lisho Shudra Barka, you'll undo that rope. V'neimru Hasi. And then you should say as follows. Shavriri diploni bar plonita. Shavkinu diploni bar plonita. He says, the Shavriri is his night blindness. Diploni bar plonita. In other words, he gives his name with his mother's name. That's what he'd be like by Mishaberach. He says the Shavriri of, Ploni, Shavkin Ploni Bar Ploni, to leave Ploni. He says, V'licharu l'kalba b'beita d'enei, and then he'll blow in the pupil of the dog's eye. Okay, let me do one more with the eye, and then we'll go on, and then we'll go to the next discipline. He says, the Shavriri d'yamama, if it's a daytime blindness, Leiti Shiva Sumke Midaba de Tevata. Now, Sumke means red. Here Rashi says, Sumke does mean red, but here Rashi says, Sumke means the full of the spleen. Maybe doctors will help me out. Is the spleen particularly red or more than the other?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that explains. So Sumke means red, but it also means like the spleens are called Sumke because they're red, very red. So Leiti Shiva Sumke Midaba de Tevata from seven different animals. And then you'll roast it on chasda umna. Umna is the bloodletter. It was the potsherd he uses when he lets the blood. But it's funny. It's like the sort of detestable thing. He, the person with this, now he's doing the day blindness. He'll go inside a house. And somebody else who sighted where there's no problems to be outside the house. And then namely Abira, the one who has the blindness, should say to the one who is outside the house, "Havli the echol, give me something to eat." Namely Hayach Ticha, and the one who's sighted, who's outside the house, should say, "Sav echol, here, take it, eat it." Ubata da achil, and then after he eats, now he's got to remember he had those seven spleens that were frosted on the thing. So yeah, that's it. Yeah, ubata da achil, and then after he eats them. He should break like that pot shard. He said, "Ilo hadribabe." Otherwise, it's going to come back to him. Okay, that's it for the eye ailments. Anybody want to say anything?
Where are we? Do we start at 7 today?
No. Today is 6:55. This week, 1 hour before Mincha. Each week, 1 hour before Mincha. Okay, 6:55 this week. Okay. All right. Any questions? I don't know what to say. Okay, let's go further. All right, so now,
that's interesting.
That's how you don't miss it. That's interesting. Okay, so Micah was saying that the flow of the Gemara you wanted to say is like viewing the body from the top down, like beginning with the head, the eyes, and heading south. That's what Michael was saying, the layout of the Gemara. You know, it's interesting you were mentioning that. I'm thinking it's, what is it, with the, I think with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, that they signed like the same way, geographically, from north to south. In other words, like, what's the organization? In other words, so like the colonies in the north and then getting south. No. Anyway, so let's take a look. All right. So,
where are we?
We're on the sixth very wide line on Samach Tedem and Aleph. Okay, now, Lidma da'ati minachir is like a nosebleed, blood that comes from the nostril. Leiti gavra kohen d'shmei Levi. You have to find a kohen whose name is Levi. he says, and then the Kohen should write to the person with the nosebleed, Levi the Mafreya. He'll write the word Levi the Mafreya. So write, Levi the Mafreya is Yud Bav Lamed. He'll write Yul. So here, Rashi doesn't say, this is the way where Leibowitz was saying it. Let me see where the Rashi is. He says, he doesn't say that it's a lachash. He doesn't say that this is an incantation. So he says, Be'ilao, if he can't find somebody, a Kohen whose name is Lady, Lady Inish Me'alma, he should find somebody else. Benichtovlei, and the person who he finds should write down for him, the person with the nosebleed, Ana Papi Shila Bar Sumki Lemafreya. He'll write the words Papi Shila Bar Sumki Lemafreya. So where is it in Rashi here? What's looking for it?
Across the down one.
Yeah, really? No, yeah, but there's nothing on this. Oh, here, Papi Shila, right. So Papi Shila is a lachash. That is an incantation. The other one he didn't say was an incantation. Okay, the Elohim, and if he can't do that or whatever, he says, Nichtov Lehachi, he should write his, he, the person who has got the nosebleed, to write himself. Tam Dali B'mei Ksa. The taste of a bucket is in like the water from the silver. Tam Dali B'mei Pgam. The Tam of a Dali is in tainted water. Ve'ilo, I don't know, he's not able to, that doesn't work for him, or that doesn't work. But Ray Lulu said that he's, for some reason, he's not able to do that thing. Ve'ilo, Leiti Ikra Das Pasta. He'll bring like the root of aspasta. Aspasta is like a type of animal fodder. Va'ashla de puria atika, and the rope of an old bread, old bed. The cortisa is like a type of paper. He says Rashi says in the arshal moken, like a worn paper. Umorike is, I think, saffron. Vithumka de luliva, and then the reddest part of like the lulav branch. Viniklinu bahadiyadada, you burn them all together. Vlaiti gababa da amra, then you'll take a ball of wool, vinigdal tarti patilta, and you'll make two like threads or strands with it. Vlitmish bachala, and you'll dip it in vinegar, and then the two strands. Vinigadbel bakitma hadain, and then you'll roll it in the ashes. So you have this concoction with the ashes, and you'll take the wool, you create two strands, you soak the strands in vinegar, then you take the vinegar, you know, infested strands, and he rolled it in the ashes of this other thing that he burnt already, and then put it in his nostrils. Below, if he's not able to do that, Lechsi Amaramayim, the Azad Mizrach Lapimara. The Amaramayim is an irrigation canal. It's like measures one amma by one amma. So you should find an irrigation canal that goes from the east to the west. Benifsa, Benekum Chadkar Lahagisa, Bechadkar Lahagisa. You should have one leg on one side of the canal, one leg on the other side of the canal. Finish called Tina Biade Diamina Mitutikar de Smale. He'll take some mud in his right hand from underneath his left foot. This is, takes a little acrobatics for this. But with his right hand, he's going to dig up, go near the left foot and dig up some mud. Biade de Smale Mitutikar de Diamina. And then with the left hand, he'll take from underneath the right foot. Vinigdol Tarti Patilta de Amra. And then he'll like twine two wool, you know, strands of wool, benitmish betina, and then he'll put that in the mud, benetiv benchirein, put it in his nostrils. Below, and if you can't do that, leitiv tute marzava, it should stand underneath the spout. Spout could also mean like the gutter or something like that. He says, benetu maya, and then people should bring water, lishtu ale, and then they'll put water in the spout, and the spout, the water will pour on him. The lemru, and they should say, Kihechi the Pasku the Paski Hanimaya, just like the flow of the water has ceased, lifts up the made the planibar planita, then it also his flow of blood should also stop. Okay, in other words, they'll take like a gallon of water that's pouring down, flowing on him, then it stops. And then they say, just like that, stop, your thing should stop. Okay, now Lidmanta Antini Puma. For blood, that, so like Michael was saying, it's heading south in the body. Now we're up in the mouth. He says, it's interesting, you know, I went through this Gemara several times and I didn't really see that the organization, but you said right away, Michael. He says, L'dmada atimi puma, for the blood that comes from a person's mouth, but kinale begila de chitata. So we do like a litmus test with the reed, like the straw from a wheat. In other words, the wheat grows on like a stalk. So you take the stalk from the wheat and it's hollow inside. So you take it and then you're going to like put it with the blood and see how the blood. If the blood like sticks to the reed, that's a sign that the blood comes from the lungs. Then he has a refuah. Otherwise, it's coming from liver. He has no takana. So Amalei Ravami Ravashi, Ravami said to Ravashi, but in other words, according to this, what you're saying is from the liver, you're in worse shape. You're in gahak tzuris if you've got a problem with the liver. He says, but we learned the opposite in the Mishnah. This is Mishnah Masechet Kulin. So just to refresh our recollections, we know the Mishnah mentions there are 18 different types of trefot, which, again, there's machlok in the Gemara with a trefaya, trefenachaya. And then the Rambam takes those 18 and divides it up into 70 different trefas. So the Mishnah is looking at the different trefot. Says, one is if the entire, in other words, you shechted the animal and you open it up and there's no liver there. So that's a trefa. He says, Hareya shenichba o shechasra, but with the lung, if it has a puncture or it's missing any material, then that's a trefa. So it sounds like this from the Mishnah, it sounds like the threshold for trefas for a lung is much lower than the threshold for the liver, because the lung I get like a small hole is trefa. The liver I get the whole thing has to be missing, and so it sounds like lung is worse. But here in this thing it sounded like that the liver was worse. So that's the question that Ravami asked Ravashi. So Amarlei Ravashi said, came into me pumi kaati, since the blood is coming from the person's mouth, Amar it muhi idmach. In other words, if our litmus test proves that it's from the liver, we think that the whole liver is like dissolved, gone, and then indeed he's in kahak tzuris, just like the Mishnah says. So Amar Mar, Ime Reya Kaati Itle Takanta. So the Gemara says, look, we said a few lines ago that if the blood is coming from the lungs, he has a takana. So my takanti. So what is the takana? What's the cure if he's got this blood that we conclude comes from the lungs? Leiti Shivakune Mipirma Silka. You'll take 7 fistfuls from like sliced beets. In other words, that, you know, beets that have been sliced up. You'll have 7 fistfuls of that. The Shivakune Yimadakarti, and then 7 fistfuls of the sliced leek. So we have beets and leek. Now Bakamisha Kune Prida, and then 5 fistfuls of Prida. So Prida is some herb, I don't know what it is. Mike will fill it us in a minute. He says, Uklata Kune the Tlafe, 3 fistfuls from lentils, Bakuna de Kamona, 1 fistful of cumin, Bakuna de Chevle. Chevle, also another type of herb, which Mike will fill us in a minute. Ukenegdan, Kanta. So I've got all these different herbs in different proportions, some 7 fistfuls, 5 and 3, and then 1. He says, Ukenegdan. Now, whatever the will those fistfuls add up, I'm going to have an equal amount. Ukenegdan Kanta Patirta. I'm going to have from like the intestinal fat from a firstborn animal, Levashel, and I cook this whole concoction together. Lechol, he has to eat it, and this is for the blood from the lungs. The lishte abatre shichra harifa de teve, and then he's going to have like this sharp shichra of teve. So it means either beer that was brewed in teve in the winter, which is very good, or else it means the wine that was brewed then. Okay, so any questions, comments to us on anything we did so far?
Yeah, it says.
You want to say something about the Rambam?
No.
Okay. So you said you quoted from the Rambam yesterday, no?
Oh yeah, I did. And the Rambam was a Dasi Yafi of all of Rishon. He said that none of this is to be taken.
All right.
Stood.
Okay.
But all the other Rishon say no. There's a lot here.
All right. Okay. All right. Anything else? Okay.
I guess the chapter is taking the Rambam.
All right. Let's take a look. Let's see further. Okay, now we're around 8 lines from the bottom on Samach Ten Amud Aleph, okay? Lekacha, kacha is a molar. He says, so again, we start with the head, the eyes, the nose, and then we have the blood from the mouth, and now we're still with the mouth, and now the molar. In other words, he's got pain from the molars, yeah. When he's got gums, well, I know the article said it was a molar. Kacha is usually a tooth. So if you look at Rashi, they're learning differently than Rashi. Rashi, the 6th narrow line above where it gets wide. said something wrong with the inner teeth. The contact does sound like the molars. Okay. So I'm a Rabbi Bar Avuna, Leiti Tuma Yechido. He should take, this is like, this is the garlic. Yeah. This is garlic with like one clove on it. Like a stick of garlic with one clove on it. The Niemra say, the Mishpa Umilta, he should crush it with oil and salt. The Nefe, Tufroi de Ilyona, and then he'll put it on the nail, his thumbnail. So he's got the concoction, and it's with the garlic and the oil and salt. He's putting it on his nail, the Hukisa Kayablay, on the side. In other words, if it's the right molar, he'll put it on his right thumb, the right thumbnail, and left molar, left thumbnail. In a hadile gedanko delisha, and then surround it with like dough. Yeah. In his diar lebisrei, and he should be careful not to get any of this on his flesh, bikashi lechevra, because it like could cause leprosy. Okay, Okay. So what you said before is the next thing, right? Is that right or not? Okay. So kacha is no question, his teeth. Okay, that's better now.
I suppose since it's tonsillitis.
The next one. Yeah, the next one, yeah. Okay, lechinkai, so, like the arts was, like the mayor was saying, the arts says it's tonsillitis or Quincy, said? Yeah.
Peritonsillar abscess.
All right, peritonsillar abscess. Okay. Amar Yochanan, Chumti Chimamru. He says, no, Chumti is a type of herb which is like the equivalent of Mamru. The Ikra of the Chumti. Which one? Chamomile? I've never heard of it. But let's take a look.
Yeah, you heard of chamomile tea?
Oh, with the first letter is T or C. The first letter is T or C.
Let's see.
Chamomile, I don't know. Okay.
Chamomile tea? No.
No. All right. One second. All right. One second. Let me see what it is. Okay. No,
it's a plant.
All right. Anyway, so here the article says. Okay. So the article says this is superative tonsillitis. What's superative mean? Suppurative tonsillitis. Okay, so it's going to be a 4-step remedy for this suppurative tonsillitis. Okay, so Amar Yochanan Chum. So he says Amar Yochanan Chum Tiki Mamru. Here he's got pyrethrum leaves, or as effective as bald money. Never heard of bald money or the pyrethrum. He says Veikra de Chum Ti Adif Mamru. The root of the pyrethrum plant is better than the bald money. But in Kopapume, he should keep it in his mouth for some time. Hanil ukmi. That's to stop the swelling. That's step one. Step two, the vashule, to form abscesses. And here, you want it to form an abscess to collect the pus so it can be opened and drained. That's what the thinking here. This is leiti pare deresh nafya. You bring bran from the top of the sieve. Utlatche ba'afrayu, lentils in their soil. Always means you're taking the lentils out of the soil. There's some dirt there. He says, v'shuv lilta. Then you Greek. The chumrat tekuta hap blossom, then in kot kam guza bapume, and keep an unsized amount in the mouth. That's step two. Step three, liftuche, to swell the abscesses so they'll burst open and drain. Linpach le chavre takle chibrata begidla dechitta. Another person should blow white pressed seeds into the patient's throat through a wheat straw, and then the final step, la suke, to raise the fresh skin if the abscesses have opened, is leiti afra mitula debeta kise. You bring dust from the shade of a toilet, vinigbol bedufsha benecho, you mix it with honey and eat it, tamale lay, and it's effective for this purpose. Yeah, well, there's more coming, I've got to tell you. There's much more coming. Now he's got the bar same catter. And what is catter? Well, what is catter, though? Does anybody know? C-A-T-A-R-R-H?
Oh, Qatar.
Qatar.
It's water.
Do they still use those terms? Are they in medicine or not?
Suppurative we use all the time.
Okay. Qatar. Okay, so it's pussy. Okay. Leiti ki pistika de nishtur. You bring a cedar cone's volume of ammoniac. Bechiam guzet de chel benita duv shanita. An unsized amount of sweet galbanum. Umalei tarvada duv shachivra. Spoonful of white honey. Umalei natla. But mechuzah chamer nikita, Mechuzai Natla full. Natla is a keli. He says of clear wine. The Natla they used to wash the hands with. He says of Nishtal Kinu Bahadi Adadi. Boil them together. Bashil Nishtur Bashil Kula. When the Nishtur, which is the ammoniac, is cooked, everything is cooked. And then you drink it. Now, V'ilow, if you're not able to do that, Leiti Reviyat in the Chalav of the Isa Chivrata, you bring a Reviyat of the milk of a white goat, turn page, on some 10 of days, and a Taifi Adlat Kilchei Kurava. Let it drip over three cabbage stalks into a vessel. And then you'll stir it with a twig of the marmahin tree, cook it together with the twig. When the marmahin twig has been cooked, you can show that everything is cooked. Or below, maybe if you don't have those things, you can't do this. Bring the excrement of the white dog. I told you more was coming. The nigbol benatfa, eat it with the balsam and eat it. The kama de efshar, if it's at all possible, nafka lo nechul, don't eat the excrement, the mefarik, it unsettles the limbs. In other words, this thing you need the refu, you do it, otherwise, don't do it. Okay, now we're moving to the cardiac, the coronary part. Okay, yeah, what's up? I don't know. I don't know. Okay, let's see further. Now, let me find the place here. One second. Yeah, Lagira. Now, Gira is like an arrow, but it means like they translated here. It's like this sharp pain. They said in the art scroll, it's in the old French, espoint, piercing pain. He said that it seems like pericarditis, point de cour in old modern French, point de cour. In other words, pericarditis, I guess you feel a sharp pain in the heart. Anyway, we'll hear from our cardiologist in a little while, hopefully. Now, is Lagira, Leiti Gira de Lilta. You'll take Gira de Lilta is like the stone. Rashi says, like Lilith stone, Heaven Shasuika Chesven Opel and Murat. It comes down during the hail, you had it. Lilith is like a demon. But it's called her stone, but it comes down during hail. V'nifche, you flip it over. V'nishte ma'ilave, and then pour water over the stone. V'nishte, and then drink the water. V'ilo, and if you can't do that, leiti mimaya, z'ishte minayu kalba belelya. You'll bring water that a dog has had at the night. V'nizdahir migiluya, and then, but be careful that it should be in a place that wasn't exposed, because the nachash comes and sticks its venom in it. So here the first thing was with the gira, you're bringing that stone and you're flipping it upside down and then pouring the water and then you're drinking the water, he says. And the other way is you're bringing from the water which the dog drank at night, you drink it to beware of water that's left uncovered where snakes are found. Now, if you weren't careful that warning, the giluya, if you drank something that was exposed, unpacked the chamra chayi. In other words, the cure for that, if you did drink the exposed water, is unpacked the chamra chayi. Unpacked is a shear. You're going to have an unpick of undiluted wine. He says here, unpacked, that's the name of a vessel, holds a revius. He says, unpacked the chamra chayi. Lemursa, he's got, lemursa is for an abscess. Unpacked the chamra Ba'ale Tola'ana. He says you have to have an ampak of wine mixed with red aloe. All right. Now we're moving on more with cardiology. Anything you want to comment on, Mayor? All right. Let's go on. Now, the Pircha Deliba. Pircha Deliba, he says it's like faint heart. Like it sounds like a fluttering heart. It's fainting spells. The Pircha Deliba. Leiti Tlat Brushiata de Sa'are. You'll bring like three barley breads. Vinishtirinu bekamcha. You'll dip them in the kamcha. The kamcha, you'll soak them in the kamcha. The kamcha, he says, kamcha de la abari lave arben yomen, less than 40 days old. So kamcha we've had many times before. It's this milchic dish. Oh, that's the kutach, but I think kamcha is the same thing. Kamcha and kutach, I think, are the same thing. He says, let me see. Yeah, that's the same as kutach, yeah. So it's the two things are, it's milchic and it has some comments in it. But here it says an apple, that's the way it comes up normally in Shas, but here you're dipping the barley bread in the kamcha, v'nechul, you'll eat the barley bread, v'nishte abatrayhu, kamer markel, you'll drink the diluted wine. Amar li Rav Achmi, dip to the ravina, b'chol shekein t'parach livei, if you're going to do that, then certainly you're going to have fainting spells because the diluted wine like induces that. So Amalei Anala Yukra the Libra. He said, no, you misunderstood what I was saying. That recipe that I gave above, that's for heaviness in the heart. The Pirchad Libra for like fluttering heart or a light heart. He says, Leiti Tlat Brushiata Dechite, you'll bring three wheat breads, Nishtarinu Bedubsha, you'll dip them in honey, Venechol, and eat it, Nishta Batrayu Chamra Chai, and then afterwards, you'll have undiluted wine, and that'll help you if you have like the Pirchad Libra. So Pirchad Libra, what does he translate for Pirchad Libra? He says, faint heart, faint spells is what he says here. Okay. Now, Litzarcha Deliba. Now, Tzarcha Deliba is, one second. Yeah, heart pain. Okay. So he says, Litzarcha Deliba, Leititlat Bei Ninya, you'll bring three
mint.
Egg volumes of mint. Ubeyat had the kimona, an egg volume of cumin. Ubeyat had the shimshimei, an egg volume of sesame, v'leichol, and eat it. Okay, so now we're heading down to the intestines, now to Michael's specialty. Anybody have anything to say? Everybody's speechless. Okay, I'll talk to you.
I was going to say, it seems like Choland and Kochish cake is not a remedy for anything.
Choland and what? Kochish.
And Kochish cake.
Kochish cake.
Okay. Not a remedy for anything.
Yeah, you're not coming over so clearly, but thank you, I hear. Okay, let's take a look further in the Gemara. Now, Lekaev Mea, intestinal pain, Leiti Tlat Ma Pilpalea Richta, bring 300 kernels of long peppers, and every day, 3 days, drink 100 of them in wine. He says, Ravind bin Narish, Abdullah Labrati, Ravashi, Ravind of Narish, prepared like Ravashi's daughter, but suffering from intestinal pain. 150 of our peppercorns, in other words, the Babylonian peppercorns. Beitasya, she was cured. Now, another intestinal malady, Lechirtsa, an intestinal worm, Anpika de Chama, Ba'atrafa de Aroa, an ampek of wine with a laurel leaf, then a similar affliction, lechirtza chivra, the white intestinal worm, leiti bizra galgila, bring a seed of the rocket plant, benitzaira b'shistag, wrap it in a cotton cloth, the seed, meaning tairi b'mayan, soak it in water, finish day and drink the water. Benizdar mi binata, be careful not of swallowing the kernel, gila menakvala mayani, otherwise the kernel may puncture his intestines. Okay? Now, continuing on with the vowels. Okay, before I do, let me pause for station identification. Well, tomorrow, part of the doc is the same topic, and then we're All right. He's got a whole thing about refuo here. Let me do this thing first. All right, Rav Shrira Gaon writes that one should not rely on the remedies recorded in the Gemara. The reason is that Chazal were presenting the remedies that were in use during their times, but in our times, we must check with expert physicians to determine whether these remedies are dangerous and could put a person's life at risk. Tosfos writes more emphatically that the remedies enumerated by Chazal will not be beneficial in our times. Similarly, Rabbi Yosef Cairo in his Kesef Mishnah asserts that the remedies mentioned by Chazal were beneficial for the people who lived in Babel, but even in those times, they were not beneficial for people who lived outside of Babel. The Yamsha Shlomo, that's the Marshal, writes that earlier generations issued a ban, punishment with Chayrem, for anyone who makes use of the remedies of Chazal. The reason for the enactment was the concern that someone would attempt to use one of the remedies and it would not work, and it would lead him to look pessimistically at Chazal. In other words, he says he would claim that Chazal did not know what they were talking about regarding medicine, and in reality, the reason the remedies did not work is that treatments need to be adjusted for different places and times. Chabot Yair, I think he lived in the in Germany, I think in the 18th century, Chabot Yair suggests that Chazal did not intend that a person should follow the remedy exactly as presented in the Gemara. Rather, their intent was that it should be mixed with other ingredients. Furthermore, since we cannot identify many of the plants mentioned by Chazal, and since they did not indicate the quantity of each ingredient, the remedy, these remedies should not be used. Steichemin notes that according to Tosfos and Kesef Mishnah, we permitted nowadays to experiment with remedies of Chazal to see if they are effective. In other words, Tosfos the Kesef Mishnah said that it doesn't work in our times. And it only worked like in Rav Yosef and other people in Babel. But according to the Yam Shel Shlomo, he prohibits to experiment with these remedies. This could lead a person to mock the words of Chazal. You know, he mentions here in the art scroll, they had a blurb, which is in yesterday's daf. Yeah. This was on Samachet 68A1, note 8. He quotes from Rav Moshe Chaim Lusato, the Ramchal, his essay regarding Agada, Mamar HaGadot, also printed in the introduction to Yaakov, that the non-halachic components of the Talmud include ideas too esoteric to be presented to the general public, who would surely misunderstand and distort them. When compiling the Talmud, therefore, sages encapsulated these ideas in various cryptic statements and parables whose superficial meaning mastered true esoteric content. These hidden meanings were divulged only to the few disciples in each generation who were deemed both worthy and capable of comprehending such sublime ideas. And he says the Gemara that we had, like yesterday and going today, is one of the which the statement applies. And then the Maharal states repeatedly in his commentary to this Gemara that none of it is to be understood in its literal sense. Anyway, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, in the art scroll? The art scroll is on page 68A1, footnote 8. Okay. Say what? No, they didn't say don't pay attention. They said it's we can't understand it like the way literally. That's what they're saying. Okay, now he said, one minute. Right, well, he says here, although several commentators, because the Maharal and Ben Yehuda offer insights into its deeper meaning, a thorough exposition of their comments beyond the scope of this work. Nevertheless, Maharal cautions that a literal interpretation of the text is in effect distortion of its true meaning, called quotations from his commentary. So, in other words, Maharal is the same Malach, like it's a deeper meaning to it. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So, we did the loaves, and then with the Parach Libe, and then I think we're up to Lekev Mei, intestinal pain. Lekev Mei, no? The cave Maye. That's where he got up to, wasn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the cave Maye for intestinal pain, Lakey Tlatma Pil Playa Richter, bring 300 kernels of long peppers, Vakoyome, Nishte Maya Minayu Bakamra, every day for 3 days, drink 100 of them in wine. You can read this already. Right. I'm sorry. And then Lakhirtsa. We did. Lechirtza chivra. Did I finish that up there? Where? All right, I'll go to the intestinal worm. I think I did that as well, right? Yeah, I'm up to the Mesar. You're right. We're beyond that, right? Yeah, we're up to the Mesar. So the Mesar is a person's got too much of a flow, like out the anyway, like maybe like too much diarrhea. So he wants the Mesar. He wants to hold things up. So he says here, the Mesar. Sisin Retiva Bamaya, you should have fresh penny royal soaked in water. The Mishra, to open up the bowels, to constipate it, Yveshta Bamaya, you should have the dry penny royal soaked in water. This penny royal is something that grows. I don't know what it is. He says, Vesimanach, and the Siman to remember, in other words, you got to figure out, do I take the fresh, right, there's moisture or dry. You don't want to get it messed up, otherwise you'll have the reverse effect. B'simanach, the siman to facilitate the memory is itza retiva de sachar nahara, fresh itza like dams up the river. So the fresh itza the fresh one is the one that will stop the flow. That's the main idea. Okay, latakla, bloated spleen. We're heading down the body. Leiti shabine demaya, bring 7 water leeches. When the abshinu betula, you dry them out in the shade. The leeches. B'cholyom anishte tarte klata b'chamra, and every day. For 3 days, drink 2 or 3 of them in wine. Now, this was hard. I was bothered by this also. So Rabbi Libus was talking about how can we allow somebody to drink the leeches? Leeches is not something which is kosher. So how? Well, not always like a green light. So he said that that the way he was trying to put it down is if you're not then in the normal fashion. like in a normal way that you get hana from it. So that takes it down from like your patra on the isur. But if you're patra on the isur, does that mean you're allowed to do it? So it's not so pashut. But then he wanted to take that together with the illness and say like we can start that all together. Okay. And it was shloked derech hana ato. In other words, he's not benefiting from the way that it would normally be benefited from it. Okay, now say, if you're not able to do that, take the spleen of a she-goat that has no offspring, you press it on the inside of an oven, stand in the oven and say, just like the spleen dries up, the ploni bar plonita, so too the spleen of, you know, X, that means himself, should also, he had a bloated spleen, so that should dry up. If he has no oven, he should press the spleen of the barren she-goat into the crack between the bricks of his home. Say the same formula. He's not able to do that. He should apprise himself with somebody who died on Shabbos. He says, this seems like a little ghoulish to me. He'll take the hand of the cadaver and put it on his spleen. Just as his hand dries up, niyabish takla de ploni bar plonita, so to the spleen to dry up. So here with this the dead body, the first thing I think you have to say, it's not on Shabbos, it's muxus, so there's no way to move it or touch it or anything like that. I mean, touch it, they would not move it. But how is he benefiting? So Rabbi Levi was saying, like, you're not allowed to benefit from a cadaver, so how is he benefiting for the refuah from the cadaver? So first he was saying, it might be a non-Jew who died on Shabbos. And there was like somebody who died on Shabbos. Maybe it's a non-Jew. And it's not so pashut whether you can or cannot benefit from the non-Jew. And then he was saying, like, slow derech ha-miyatan is not the normal way of benefiting. And, you know, but like... No. It says that the person died on Shabbos. Okay, that could be. So, but I'm saying that if Lu Yitzhu would be on Shabbos, you'd run into more problems. So let's say it's not on Shabbos, but still you're not allowed to benefit ever from a dead body. So how do you get around that? So it might be that it's a non-Jewish body, and then not everybody agrees with that you can benefit from a non-Jewish body, but that's more of, you know, headed in the right direction. But and then you can say it's like lo derech hanayatan. It's not the normal derech get hanah in this fashion. I was thinking that the hanah, see, when they talk about hanah, it's like, let's say I want to cut the hair off a dead body and use the hair to like stuff a pillow. That's like a physical hana. You know what I mean? Like whatever. But here, I'm just putting the hand on my, in other words, I'm not, like, in other words, the benefit is sort of more spiritual. You know, it's nothing physical. You know what I mean? Just putting it sounds foolish again, putting the dead hand on the spleen, but maybe that would weigh also away. But he was saying, it's like, so, all right, let's get back in the Gemara. He says, but you
can't say it's pikuach nefesh and all that goes out.
Well, if it would be pikuach nefesh, it doesn't sound like it's pikuach nefesh in the Gemara. Okay, but if he's not able to do that, I mean, the guy's walking, talking, doing all these things here. But you neiti binito, you should take a fish, in tabi beinapka, roast it in the blacksmith's coals, but neitli bemaya de beinapka, eat it dipped in the blacksmith's water. And if they may the benafta, and afterwards drink from the blacksmith's water. Now, he is the habit shot the benafta. There was a certain goat that would drink from the blacksmith's water. It was shechted. It was takla takla. No spleen. So it definitely affected. Right now, okay. Now we're back to bloated spleen. He says ve'ilo. If you can't do any of those other remedies, he says lipsach kavit the cham l'shmei. The patient should open a barrel of fine wine for his personal use, meaning he'll drink a lot of wine. He says, "Amalei Ravacha b'Reiz Rav Ravashi, Yitle Chavitz the Chamra Loati the Chamid Bar." If he'd be drinking wine, he would never come to you. He wouldn't suffer from the ailment. So he says, "Ella." But if you can't, if you don't have the fine wine, Miragil b'Pat Shacharit, he should accustom himself to eating morning bread. The Ma'alya the Kuli Gufim, that the bread is beneficial for the entire body. He says, Rabbi Levis was saying that the Gemara, he's saying Gemara Bava Metzia, is that happen over there? The Gemara Bava Metzia says that it's good for 83 ailments or something like that. You want to say anything?
Think about the
what?
The Alia, the best part of it.
No. That was this Rabbi Huda Ben Teira, and then with the Goy, with the Alia, but the Alia.
From the Alia, that's the best.
part of an animal.
That's the best part of the animal. Ask, make sure you ask when you get to the base of Mikdash.
And that's not kosher.
Well, wait. The Aliyah is kosher, but it's burnt, but it's burnt on the staff.
It's not used.
But what does that have to do with this? I'm losing it.
Well, it's the same thing.
No. Well, Baba Boots not mentioned here anyway, but that was the story was about Rabbi Meir, but it was a goy who had this with the Aliyah. Okay, but I don't even see the Aliyah. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Okay, now the Rushchata. Okay, Rushchata are hemorrhoids. Now we're up your specialty, Michael. So the Rushchata, Leiti Akika Ve'ilva, he'll bring acacia and aloe, Ba'aspircha Umar Taka, quicksilver and litharge. I don't know what litharge is. I don't know what quicksilver is. The chumrat of the pilon, the shiafa of the chamimta, and a phylon locket and dove excrement. The ninkap shakhe the kitna bakaita, wrap them in rags of flax cloth during the summer, with the amar gufta mesitva, and then cotton rags during the winter, and put them in the affected region. This is for the hemorrhoids. The ilog, if you can't do that, lishli shikh remarka, let them drink the watered down beer. Anything about this, Michael?
We use that.
What?
First thing you use.
Yeah, so that's good for the hemorrhoids.
It burns.
All right, let's see further. All right, now the shigrona. Now shigrona, he says, is a disease of the haunches and hips. Could be gout. Something sciatica. All right, Michael says rheumatism from the art from Steinsaltz. The shigrona. Leiti patia de bumine, you should bring a pot of brine and small fish. Vini gandere, shitin zimne aha, machate. You should roll 60 times on this hip, the pot. Vishitin zimne aha, machate, 6 times on that hip. The smirta, now it's the UTI, urinary tract infection. Yeah, stone in the urinary tract. The smirta. Neiti tlat mitufiata mishra de kufra, bring 3 drops of tar oil. Ruflatni tufyata yitzra dekarti, 3 drops of leek extract. Ruflatni tufyata dechamanakita, 3 drops of clear wine. Lishti leila ishba ama, hey, we take all of that. For man, he's inserted in his male member. Leishba botoma come for woman in that place, in other words, her genitals. Below, if you can't do that, leiti una dezika, bring an ear of a flask. Litli leila ishba ama, hanged it from the male member. Leishba badadin, the woman from her breast. Bi'ilo, if you can't do that, leiti chuta de zahurita, de sharate duma bat duma, bring a red thread that was spun by a woman of ill repute, who was the daughter of a woman of ill repute. Vilin leila ishba ama, for a man hanging on his male member, leisha badadin on her breast. Bi'ilo, if you can't do that, leiti kin zachar in a cave, bring a louse from the bodies of a man and a woman. Vilin leila ishba ama, for the man who hang them from his male member, leisha bo tomakal, from the woman in the genitals. When the patient urinates, they'll urinate on dry thorns in a doorway, and it'll be alert from the stone that comes out of his body, because the stone is a good antidote to all types of fever. Okay, now we'll do fevers, and then that will be it for today. Now, the simra bara, external fever. I must say, I don't know what external fever and internal fever is. Does anybody have any idea of this? They talk about external fever and internal fever. All right. The simra bara for external fever. Leiti
says external fever. Goats that have their own and it's identified
as black. No, but I'm saying. External fever. What's an external fever?
Furthermore, it's written that in the Gemara, the differentiates between outer stone, which is the green stone, and goats that have blood. That's what he calls external.
So is it fever or it's a stone? What are you talking about? I'm losing.
It's
what's external? What's internal? All right. Anyway, okay. Litzimmer bara for external fever. Leiti tlata grive suplai. Bring 3 saw of date pits. Utlata grive atrap adara and 3 saw of eater leaves. Vilish lukinu kochad lechuda. Boil each one separately. Leiti benaihu. He sits between them. So he's got. It sounds like almost like these 2 pots or whatever. He's got the date pits and he has the eater leaves and he's boiling each one separately. So he's got like 2 pots with boiling with these, either the date pits and the eater leaves. He says, "Blevinu betarti meshichle," and he's putting the items in 2 basins. Veneti petori, brings a small table, place it over the basins. and then he rests for a while on the table. So he's got the two pots underneath the table. He's sitting on the table. He says, and then he's going to get up from above this basin, move the table, sit down above the other basin. So it sounds like the basins are in two locations. He's moving the table from one place to another place. On the table, which is on top of the basin. That's what it sounds like. He says, V'nekumi levei high, v'lo tibi levei high. So first he's on the basin with the date pit and the water. Then he's on the basin with the eater leaves and the water. And he was someone or the other. Adonesik behavla, the vapor from the basins enters his body. Lischei minayu, then wash with those waters. He says the water which they were like cooked in. He says, and drink from them. V'chishati, and when he drinks, mimaya da adrilishti, he should drink from the water of the eater leaves. Mimaya da sifla lolishti, he shouldn't drink from the water of the date pits. That causes sterility. Now, the last type of fever today, the Tzimra Gavna, internal fever, and I still didn't get straight on internal and external. Leiti Shiva Gune Desilka Mishev Mashare. He brings seven fistfuls of beets from seven different beet beds. Nishlokinu Ba'afrayu, boil them with the earth. He says, Benechol, and eat it. Benishte Atrap Adara B'shichra. Then mix, drink a mixture of eater leaves and beer. Oh, Invade to olive oil or grapes of a vine drawn over a palm tree with water. All right, and then tomorrow will be skin. Okay, let me see if anything else here. All right, let me just do a minute or two with this. All right, he's got a piece about the safer refuot. So the Gemara tells many unique refuot and lechashim incantations for a host of various ailments. The Marsha says the Gemara Brachot of Daf Yud, which says that in ancient times there existed a safer refuot. Book of Remedies, which King Chizkiyahu hid and removed from circulation. Ramban and Rashbam maintain that the Sefer Refuah was written by Shlomo Melech, the wise of all men, who knew the secrets of creation and the innate powers of all plants and herbs. The Seder Adoro, citing the Tashbates, credits the authorship of Sefer Refuah to one of Noah's children. He relates that when Noah and his family were in the Teva, they were beset by various afflictions. A Malach was sent to the Teva, and he transported one of Noah's sons to Gan Eden, where he taught secrets of the Sefer Refuah. The Gemara in Brachot says that the sage is sanctioned the Chizkiyahu's deed. In other words, Chizkiyahu wrote the Sefer Refuot, all the Refuot, and they didn't like it. Rashi explains that Chizkiyahu hid the Sefer Refuot, the sick people were becoming increasingly reliant on its remedies and failed to repent and daven to Hashem. Ramban, Vayikra, Perichabav, explains that righteous people of previous generations understood that their illnesses were a direct result of their sins. In fact, when Chizkiyahu Melech himself got sick, he consulted an Navi rather than a doctor to determine which sin lay at the root of his illness. So in other words, the idea is that when a person's sick, ideally, there's always refuah of nefesh, refuah of guf. In other words, there's a corresponding, illness in the nefesh, and then you have refuah of the guf, and a person has to be mind with what the issue is on nefesh. Gemara Shach constantly wonders why our sage, Gemara reveals these remedies, that the sage time to Chizkiyahu felt safe refuah should be hidden. Gemara Shach explains that if Chizkiyahu HaMelech was concerned, safe refuah would not find its way into the hands of commoners, we did not understand that the remedies contained therein are effective only because it was so decreed by Hashem. However, the secret remedies still remain in the hands of pious people who are careful to pass on its secrets only to worthy individuals. Sages of Talmud realized, however, that with the passing of time, these secret remedies were becoming forgotten. Therefore, they committed them to writing, lest they be entirely forgotten. The Marsha adds that by doing so, Chazal demonstrated that the Talmud encompasses all branches of knowledge, including medicine, offsetting the malignant scoffers who used to write the Talmud. All right. Then he talks about Tosfos and Shana Teva. All right. That's it. All right. That's it. All right. Let me end. 1 second.